Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's choose. TheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. This is a wild story. 20-year-old guy in Michigan was electrocuted recently when he was carrying a metal ladder at a job site and he hit a live wire. And he showed no vital signs for 20 minutes afterwards.
Wow.
So, I mean, that means breathing, right? I mean, that's a breathing's a vital sign. How is his brain, how's he alive after 20 minutes with no oxygen to his brain?
I have no idea.
And the doctors were able to revive him, and he's okay.
That's crazy.
That is nuts. Here he is talking about it.
I remember my arms just locking up and just shocking and don't know how to feel about it. It's all, like, hard for me to process, but I just keep saying the same thing. I'm a superhero. My mom asked me if I had superpowers, and I flicked her off. And then she said that's how she knew that I was okay, and that she started crying because she's like, that's my baby. He's still in there.
What?
He flipped me off. That's my boy.
That is the best reaction ever to come through when you thought someone was dead and they wake up and they just give you the bird.
Nope, you're fine.
I wish I could hear how he was speaking before this happened because, that's amazing. He's got his speech. He's got everything. 20 minutes with no vital life signs.
Because I think about it. You met my buddy Tavis. He's a guy who used to be drum tech for Alice in Chains and a bunch of other great bands. Really good dude. And he was electrocuted back in 2001. Electrocuted by 24,000-volt power line.
Whoa.
And died for a second, basically. And it took him 9 months to learn how to speak and walk correctly after the accident. And it was just like an insane story. His story is nuts. Like, wow. If you ever have a chance, and that's kind of how he discovered martial arts because of just like someone found, now he's knee deep in the world of that as well.
That probably helped his recovery.
It might have, yeah. But the entire story is just crazy. So this guy sounds like he's just talking. I mean, you could tell he has a little bit, sounds a little rattled in his voice, but that doesn't seem like much compared to, like, I mean,
they say he's okay. They say he's got a complete recovery.
Yeah.
20 minutes dead. No vital signs for 20 minutes. That's amazing. He is a superhero. He's right.
Yeah, my buddy said, he says, the worst part about being electrocuted, he had a great Facebook post about it. It was the high voltage. He remembered every second of it. The metal taste in my fillings melting, the smell of my hair burning, the pain, so much pain. The electricity seemed to magnify my senses and make them 1,000 times heightened.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just, that's when that story came up. I was like, I thought my buddy Tavis, it was an uphill battle after he got electrocuted.
Didn't say in the story how many volts this kid got in Michigan, but 24,000 volts is a lie.
Yeah.
Boy. Got a new survey that found that 30% of adults haven't been swimming in a public pool in the last decade. Now, it could be because people know what happens in a public pool and they don't. Fun and also bodily fluids.
Are hotel pools considered public pools?
Yeah, I would say. Well, I mean, they're not the public pool like, where you go
not
to
anybody
YMCA
can go.
Usually
you have to be a guest of the pool.
But still, it's the same deal. Public are in those pools.
That's a lot of people in there still.
Yeah, okay. Because that's the only one that I've been in the last decade or so.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever gone to a place that had just a public pool that you could just walk in and use. Like, it's always been in a hotel or somebody who had a pool. I went to their pool.
Yeah, I know that, like, in certain neighborhoods around here in the Puget Sound, there are public pools.
Yeah, I went to one last summer.
Yeah,
Lily loves to go to any kind of swimming. So there's a pool in Albuquerque that's just down the street from my mom's house. You pay $2, and it's just
If it's a toddler pool, you are swimming in everything.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I try not to think about that kind of stuff.
That's what the bleach is for, man. It takes
they
all
don't
germs
put bleach
away.
In there. Bleach is way different, yo.
This is what I tell myself, so I don't worry about the germs and the poo particles.
Well, look, we can't be in cahoots with your stupidity.
I'm trying to get everyone in cahoots with my stupidity. Okay? Yeah. Why can't you work with me, Steve?
I just can on this one.
And the Vegas pools. I don't know where I was. Might have been the Tropicana. Where you just watch the guys just shoveling out all of the beer cans and drink thing because people are just drinking and throwing their stuff around, and it's like, all right, with this many drinks that people are drinking at the pool,
I'd rather swim in some spilled drinks. Well, but you're right, yeah.
Yeah, but I know what's happening.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Think about that, too. They have the poolside bars where they're actually sitting in the pool drinking, and those people who are sitting there aren't moving for hours.
A.K.A. the poolside urinals.
Some people just have strong bladders. You guys are just thinking the worst.
You keep believing that, buddy.
I'd like to think that.
Yeah, and I make a point to tell people, because I was soaking in the hot springs in Brighton Bush, Oregon. And it's public area, so I made a point to get up and go, I gotta go hit the head, let everybody know that that's what I'm doing.
I love that you have to make a proclamation.
I'm gonna do it. I'm just, because I wonder myself, and I also like to remind people, like, you know, there's a lot of people drinking. They say drink a lot of water. I see people drinking a lot in the hot springs and no one's getting up going to the bathroom, and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna go. And so the lodge is right over there. It's very quick to get to the restroom. I'm gonna go over there right now.
I said it earlier this morning, BJ, you are being the change that you want to be, and there you are doing it again.
Yeah, I still feel like
you live by it.
I feel like whenever I feel the hot tub getting warmer, I'm like, okay.
Yo, I get that could be happening, but I'd rather deal with that than sharks, so I'd much rather be in a pool than in the ocean.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, sure.
I'm not going to die from somebody tinkling.
Yeah. True. Do you pee in the ocean?
No.
Oh, I do. It's a natural. I mean, for crying out loud, you get so much water there.
Yeah.
Because the fish are doing it. All the porpoises and the dolphins, they're all going to the bay. How about whales? Whales are dropping deuces in the water all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just the environment they have to deal with. We have the ability to get up and go to a bathroom.
I'm looking at it this way. If I'm going to go swimming in their stuff, you know what? I'm going to share the love.
That's true.
All right. Fine. That's
a good way to do it. It's nature, man. You're just giving back to nature.
That's all I'm doing.
Plus, the beaches are really far from the bathroom.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. That's a fact, Danny. And you know me. I go to the bathroom every 5 seconds. This is impossible not to if I'm in the ocean.
But if I'm staying in a hotel, that's the first thing I look to see. Like, we're planning a trip to go to California, my wife and I. And that was the first thing was, hey, we're going to stay right by the beach. I'm like, that's great, but we need a hotel pool.
Yeah.
And the place, we picked a place because it has a ridiculous pool and it has a children's pool.
Yeah.
So let the kids play in the children's pool while the adults.
Yeah.
Good call. I don't know what we do as adults in the pool other than just sitting in it.
And you're not going to, I don't know. I mean, well, let's see. Depending on the time you go, the water might be okay to go swimming in California because it might
get my feet in it, but I ain't getting too far out.
Yeah. I mean, it might be okay. If you're going to go later in the summer, it should be okay. But right now, it's not. I see people swimming in the California waters, and I'm like, I don't know how they're doing
it. Oh, we totally did. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, I will say, though, we saw dolphins right off the coast of Newport Beach.
Yeah.
And I was like, if there's dolphins, that means there's sharks.
I haven't seen any sharks off Newport
Beach. I haven't either,
Beach.
But I stayed out of the water.
How about baby sharks?
You
seen any of those guys?
Okay. But have you seen that? There's a picture of somebody, I think they're at a beach in North Carolina, or maybe South Carolina. I can't remember which
one. One of those Carolinas.
It's one of them Carolinas. And somebody took a picture, and you can see sharks right next to the people that were in the water.
Oh, that's not good.
They just were
good.
Oblivious to it because the water was so dirty, or, you know, it was just...
Oh, no.
But you could see, and the person like, took a picture and kind of pointed and said, that's a shark, and that's a shark.
I am not going to the Outer Banks again.
Right!
That's no, thank you.
I don't need any of that crap.
I didn't know sharks were going there now. That's BS. Yeah.
Oh, there they are.
They're going to need a bigger boat. That's what they're going
to
need.
So you don't have to worry about that in the pool.
No, you're right. You don't. You just have to worry about the baby Ruth. That's all.
Ew.
Yeah, just doing it for Vicky.
Yeah.
So we stayed at the Nugget in Vegas. In the adult pool, drank about, I know Nugget, 30 beers. We only got out once to poop.
Dude. Ugh.
Well, they got out to do that.
Oh, that means they were drinking
30 beers. There's no way they held that in.
And once you break that seal, forget it.
And the funny thing about the Golden Nugget is that actually they have a water slide that goes through a shark tank. There, because I've stayed there. We stayed there for the wedding.
Yeah.
Which was actually really, really cool.
And you know what? I think that's where I was. Not the Tropicana. I think I was at the Nugget. Because that's a, yeah, because they were just, wherever it was, the pool was just destroyed by drinks.
Yeah.
Like, well, they just, I mean, leave all their stuff everywhere.
That's a lot of places, though. Yeah. Especially in Vegas when you're getting hammered.
You're right.
People just don't care. They think someone else is going to clean it all up.
I thought I was going to go for a relaxing time at the pool, figuring everybody would be gambling or doing something. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it was spring break, basically.
Oh,
with
gosh,
all, I mean,
yeah.
It felt like it. I don't know what week it was, but it felt like spring break. And I was the oldest guy at the pool.
All these kids here ruining my pool.
I mean, part of me was like, well, there's a lot of great things to look at. But at the same time, it was a war zone with all the cans and stuff. I mean, it was hard to find a place to walk to get into the pool.
So he says, as a certified pool operator, if you smell chlorine, it's not chlorine. It's pee being oxidized by chlorine.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Wow.
All right.
Vicky, how do you feel about that?
Dirty.
So, still going to a pool very that smells dirty. Very chlorine-y.
Yeah,
do it. Yeah, I feel very, very dirty.
Chlorine-y.
A lot of people say they don't go swimming, because again, we have 3 out of 10 people that don't go swimming, because they just don't like the way they look in swimming suits.
Oh.
And they're very self-conscious.
Truth. Who cares?
Just yeah.
You got to hit a point where you just got to stop worrying, because nobody, I mean, yeah, there's probably going to be a couple people maybe making internal jokes, but you know what? Those are just awful people. Screw them.
I would advise everybody, only because it happened for me, if you can go to a clothing optional place like I did, you will not care anymore. You will realize it doesn't matter, because I was very self-conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that I was doing this seminar. I was mad about the fact that I want to go soak in hot tubs, but I don't want to be the only weirdo wearing clothes, but I also didn't want to not be wearing clothes. But once I got into the swing of it,
get past it,
as it were. Hey,
I mean, there's a lot of swinging each right.
But now I don't care. Like, and now I don't care to have my clothes off, and I never like to take my shirt off at the beach for that reason. I thought, oh, I'm a fat pig. Nobody wants to see this. Now I don't care.
For the most part, nobody's looking. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
And once I remember, I was nervous about it, and I think it was either Hawaii or Florida when we went, and I just said, screw it. Now I'm not, there's nothing flattering under this shirt, but I just took the shirt off and walked around, and I realized nobody's like running away. Nobody's screaming in horror.
No.
That would be awesome if they were, though.
I almost want to pay people to just do that when you go on your vacation.
That's right. The pale slob is on our way.
run away like a Godzilla movie. Yeah.
And once you get past that, man, it's just like, who cares? Like, I remember when you were a kid, I remember being so self-conscious, and you'd wear a t-shirt in the pool. And then at a point where you're like, this is just stupid.
Yeah, that's getting crazy. But now they have water shirts, which you can wear.
Yeah.
And actually, those make you look, I look like Batman in mine.
Well, that'd be cool if you could get ones with logos on it.
Yeah.
Then you could pretend to be a superhero in the water.
Yeah.
They better have Aquaman ones.
Oh, of course they better have Aquaman ones. How about 1 in 5 people say they don't even know how to swim?
Huh.
Isn't that something? I thought that was something you taught everybody when you were a kid to learn how to swim. Are people not doing that anymore? 1 in 5 don't know how to swim?
But what about in a pool? You can get by without knowing how to swim. You just stay in the shallow side.
I know my mom doesn't know how to swim, but that's because she's terrified of water. Like any kind of pool.
Oh, so she's not going in the pool anyway.
She's not going in. So if she had to like save one of us, we're probably just going to drown.
Yeah. Oh, isn't that interesting? Terrified of water. You think I would be, but no. But I was taught at a young age. We taught our kids the same thing. Threw them right in the water. Let's go. Let's do it.
It always amazes me that somebody just can't do a basic, you know, like little doggy paddle kind of swimming.
Just
thing.
To stay afloat.
Yeah.
Something to stay afloat people can't do.
I think it's panic. I think they could.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they get the anxiety once they're in the water because they think, I can't swim. I'm going to die. And then it's like, then you start.
Well, if you don't know, like, the kind of strokes you're supposed to do to even do it, yeah, I guess I could see that. But it does surprise me. The panic and then the lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really? You're going down. You're going down. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Damn it. Thank God they got the lifeguards. What do you think was picked as the college major that most people regret? Well, I'm going to tell you what that is. It may surprise you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. All right, you're paying a lot for college, man. You're thinking about it.
A lot of you high school seniors, you're going on your way to, college experience, which will probably put you in a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm.
So this survey asked people which college majors they regret the most, and we've got the top five for you.
Ooh.
So if this is what you're thinking about as you enter your first year in college this fall, okay.
I'm going to go philosophy.
Philosophy. Philosophy is actually number one on the list. Yes, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, any kind of humanities majors, and philosophy is one of them.
Although I wish I would have taken more philosophy classes. It's just a funny one to do as a major because really, where's the future in that?
For what you do for a living,
yeah,
actually is a really good future, but you didn't know at the time.
No, looking back on it, I would have rather been had a major in philosophy than majored in communications. In retrospect, like, I mean, the nuts and bolts part is easy to learn, but all the other stuff, like you said, like opening up your mind to thinking about things in a different way would have been way more valuable for psychology.
Psychology is another good one. By the way, that's number three on the list.
Now, I'd say English, but of course, I'm a grammatical genius.
Yeah, of course.
Everything I say is good.
Are you sure it's not gooder?
It's the goodest.
It's the goodest it can be.
Yeah.
That surprises me that actually psychology is not considered a good profession to go into.
Well, I have a lot of friends, unless you go all the way and get your doctorate, it's not going to do you anything. Like, I have a friend who got her degree in psychology and doesn't use it worth crap.
Most people I know that got their master's or their degree in psychology are not doing anything in that field because it's not a very high-paying gig.
Oh, I always
thought you have your own office.
That's what I was thinking. My guy was charging good money to get me to go on his couch and tell everybody why I didn't like my family.
I mean, people would be able to buy homes if they had you as a client. They've got guaranteed income.
My guy's he's on South Carolina in a beach house. I'm not kidding.
You guys FaceTime?
No, he's done. He retired.
Oh.
I told that joke, but it was really true. I told that joke at the fireman's dinner. My guy is on South Carolina coastline property, and I'm pretty sure I paid for it. Because I went for like 15 years, I went to this guy, and he's like, well, I got good news and bad news. Good news is you paid for my beach house. Bad news is I'm out, bitch.
How about this texter says, history. I've worked with three people. Two were salespeople, one landscaper. Neither are doing anything with history, me.
History is also under the humanities. So you've got your philosophy. Okay. You've got your history. Languages, English, and religion doesn't pay a thing.
See, I'm thinking a lot of my artsy friends got, you know, degrees in like theater or like interpretive dance or something just really weird and outrageous.
Yeah, and again, if you are, you know, if you're wanting to be in the entertainment business, that makes sense. And then it's good to have a degree. I mean, some conservatories do that. They'll be either two-year programs, or they know that in case you don't make it in the world of entertainment, well, here's a degree. At least the degree will get you some jobs.
Yeah, but again, like they studied it because they wanted to, but because they liked it, but now they're not doing anything with it. They're definitely not actors or doing interpretive dance for the people.
See, that's the problem. You're going into college, 17, 18 years old? 18.
Yeah.
Your parents are making you go. At least that's how it was in my world.
Yep.
So all you're thinking is, what would be the most fun classes to take? You're not thinking about your future. Because if you thought about your future, business, or maybe even learning some technology, developing apps or being an engineer, that would be smart to do. But at 18, I don't want to deal with that. That's extra work.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to hit play.
That's it.
And that's what I did. I got a career out of it.
Look at you, buddy.
I win.
There's a lot of things that are surprising. Physical and life sciences, astronomy, chemistry, biology. Again, people regret taking those as majors.
Well, once again, I feel like all of those, and even business, I feel like, unless you get your master's in business, it's not getting you much more than a sales job.
Yeah, and that's you're right, Jerry. Sure.
I'm just saying, because that was my initial, like, when I went to college, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I was just like, business. Then I found out you had to take, like, three classes above algebra, and I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that one, so.
Yeah, yeah. Economics, again, social sciences, political science, psychology, sociology.
How about this person said, I'm a dual major. Kinesiology?
Oh, kinesiology.
All right, that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell that is. Clearly, I did not take a class in that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what kinesiology is either.
Kinesiology and psychology. I don't use either of them. I work for a utility company.
It's the study of mechanics of body movements.
Oh. So
that's what the kinesiology tape. You know, that's what that is.
K-tape?
Yep.
See, I just call it K-tape. That way I don't have to pronounce it.
K-tape.
Pete from Louis G says he majored in philosophy.
Yeah. What's that doing for him?
Well, he has a deep understanding of making awesome pizza.
Good call.
Right? Yeah.
He couldn't make the pizza. Yeah, unless he understood the philosophical ramifications of making pizza, there's no way it would be that good.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Education majors also, number four most regretted major. And number five, Steve, was what you talked about, communication.
Yeah.
Yeah, mass media communications. Our business and any entertainment business is tough because you make nothing starting out. It's a grind. It's a gruel. And
what the hell's a gruel?
It's grueling, I should say. It's a grind and it's grueling. It's a gruel.
That's sloppy pizza, Louis G.
Yeah. It's a gruel. Really, struggling artist is a thing. And if you can make it, okay. But you have to be super passionate. You've just got to stick with it and deal with all the crap that comes along with it. And, you know, maybe if you're lucky, you can make a living.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I didn't go to traditional college for mine. I went to trade school to get the radio broadcasting degree. And it seems to have worked out for me.
It's a smart thing for you to do. There's no reason to go to college.
I don't have student debt right now. I actually had more student debt going to the Art Institute when, you know, that was still around.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you could go to a cheap college to learn the psychology, to learn all the cool stuff like philosophy that you would need to know for our business. You could go to a cheap college and get that information. Sure, that will give you something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. What about political science? Just having a few people texting about poli-sci.
Poli-sci is over here under number three under the social science majors, which people regret doing it. Poli-sci's there.
He says one person says I studied political science. Now I'm a school groundskeeper, but I love it.
Yeah, I'll tell you, J-Rubs went to 4 years of college, and I don't know what he majored in, but it didn't do a thing for him. Mm-hmm. He's a really smart guy, smart enough to realize, you know what, no one's doing the trades anymore.
Yeah.
So he said, I'm going to be an electrician. And of course, when he walked in the door, they were like, this guy's brilliant because he's got a degree. They immediately sent him to school. So he's mm-hmm. like, you know, if he sticks with that job at his age, he's a young dude, this guy's going to be a killer. And you make good money being an electrician. You really can. Mike Rowe talks about it, the dirty jobs guy. People forget that you can make good money in the trades if you just stick with it and you do have a brain in your head.
Yeah, people are always going to have problems. I have lights that don't turn on.
Oh, he just told me.
I don't even know what the hell. I keep changing the light bulbs. They just don't turn on.
Oh, he's got a new job he just told me about that his company just signed the biggest deal they've ever signed. Millions in order to do this electrical job they got to do. Millions.
Millions.
He's going to have a job as long as he wants it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, who can say that?
He's already got a home paid for.
He's got a home paid for, mine.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just easy money at this
point. Living the dream, baby.
Wow. He really is when you think about it. He's done it right.
So do you want to know who was
least... He's on the box wine he wants from your daughter.
Yeah, he's got that. Do you want to know who's least likely to regret their majors?
Coders.
Yeah, computer science, Danny.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this, you're not going to like this. It's all math. It's computer science.
Exactly. I was going to say engineer.
That's engineers. Number two, Vicky. Yep. And then finally, I said it's all math because number three is math. There you go, folks. Just take math as a major.
You know why? It's because of people like me who cannot even do college algebra, and I had to take it for 5 years in a row in college and still got a D.
See, this is, what is that saying about
diploma,
a
diploma, baby?
See, this is why everybody on Mercer Island wants their kids in these advanced placement classes for math and stuff, because they think every child is a genius. The trouble is, the average person is not a genius. The average person is just average.
Yeah.
And so that's what average means, that, you know, I don't care where you live, Mercer Island, or if you live in an area that doesn't have a lot of stuff, your kid's not going to be smarter than anybody else's kid as far as just IQ, because you just have average IQ.
Oh, yeah. And not every kid's going to all of a sudden just be a math wizard or like a tech wizard and all of a sudden go to Silicon Valley and start running some crazy startup and making millions of dollars.
Yeah, you see what, like, you know, those TV actors, Lori Loughlin and the other lady there, they got in trouble.
Felicity Huffman.
Yeah, for basically getting their kids in great schools, not because they deserved it, because they weren't smart enough, especially Felicity Huffman's daughter, man. I mean, I think it was her daughter or Lori Loughlin's daughter, who actually wasn't bad doing the Instagram stuff, but she didn't seem like the brightest bulb in the box. And it's like, there's no way she could get into these schools if somebody didn't bribe. And that's what the rich people do. They bribe their dumb kids into school.
Somebody wanted to know, what degrees do you guys have, if any?
None. I don't have one.
I have a Bachelor of Arts in Mass Communications.
Good for you.
That's right.
That's but you know cool. what? You need... It's such a scam, but for some of the dumbest jobs, you need a bachelor's degree. For the dumbest, lowest paying jobs, they won't let you have them.
Yeah, dude. I mean, and luckily I was able to do it all on the cheap. I wasn't one of those people who unfortunately are stuck with student loans, although now I am, thanks to my wife.
There was an adjective that was almost used.
There was a pause there that was filling that blank.
So you know how J-Rubs did it right? You didn't.
Yeah, your wife did it wrong.
You know what she did? The mistake. Yeah. Hey, PLU, how about you lower it down? Prices of grad school.
Yeah. Oh, that was the mistake. She went to the wrong school for grad school.
Wrong school. Yeah, dude. It's a racket.
Have you not been on the show with me? I've been saying this has been a racket for years.
Dude, we should open up our own college, make a bunch of money.
Yes. Yeah, you aren't kidding.
BJ and Migs Clown College.
Yes. I heard that
Hamburger University, man.
Ooh, yeah. I heard that what was it? I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, maybe 20, 25 years ago, Harvard was like $17,000 a year, and now it's like 40 something thousand a year. It's just like, this is a ridiculous racket.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a big racket.
And for a lot of people, they're going to get jobs that they'll never be able to, it's going to take like 20 years to pay that off.
Yeah, which, you know, and not to get political, but I wonder if how much of that is so overpriced that if the guys like Bernie Sanders who go, we're going to pay everybody's tuition,
strike all the.
Yeah, I wonder if he knows it's so high, just like what the medical industry does. Your insurance will tell your provider, you're not going to get that price from us. We'll give you this instead.
Yeah.
And they go, all right. So I wonder how much gouging really goes on in college.
It's brilliant, though, on the political end. I mean, if a president says, I'm going to lower gas prices and remove student loan debt.
Oh, he's getting your vote?
Yeah. I don't care what else you got going on, man.
All right.
Gas prices are way too expensive, and I'm sick of sending that check every month.
That's all it takes to get Steve's vote.
Yeah, you can say, and we're also declaring war against Canada. Like, I love you, Canada, but you know what?
Yeah, sorry.
Other countries are pumping prices out some good hockey players now. We live without you.
Oh, wow. You finally decided that you don't need Canada anymore.
Tim Hortons is awesome and all, but you know what's better? Cheap gas and no student loans.
There we go. Guys.
When I hear about everybody and their student loans, it makes me very, very happy that I dropped out in community college.
See, that's what you do, kid. Drop out of community college.
I plunked first, and then I dropped out.
Yeah, if you love your parents, you will drop out of school.
Community college is at least reasonable. You shouldn't have a ridiculous amount of loans if you go to community college.
No.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can make community college happen, it's probably a good thing.
I have four kids at WSU, and I'm broke as hell. For what? Beer-drinking game champions. I bet they're really
four
good.
Four kids at Wazoo.
Sorry for your loss of money right there.
God, yeah, that's four kids he had to send to college.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beating. You know, that really is a beating because I hope his retirement plan's okay. I hope he's got something going on because, you know, that's what you do. You give your all for the kids to put them through school, and then they're taking these bloody top five courses, which, you know, you're like, okay, great.
His retirement plan is hoping that his kids get a job after college and they can take care of him.
Yeah, well, take a look at my kids. I'll see how that worked
out. Go Cougs.
Yep. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at Danny. I mean, take a look at really everybody in this room.
Wow.
Nobody in this room is going to support their family.
What? No. I will.
Vicky's like, no, I take umbrage to that.
I totally do. That is like the Mexican dream.
Oh, yeah? You're going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even if they have to live with me and I'm broke, I'm going to take care of them.
I do miss the Mexican dream. I wish we had the Mexican dream. We have the American dream, which is, you know what? If you're dead and I'm not around, good. That's pretty much the American dream.
All right. There it is.
I mean, that's really what it is. Nobody wants to be what it is. Right? No kid wants to see their parents. Yeah, whatever. Put them in the home, and if they die, they die.
Oh, is that what they do?
That's what they do. Everybody puts their parents in a home right now. Vicky's going to have her parents live with her.
Yeah.
I guess that's a home, technically.
Yeah, different kind of home.
Yeah, it's a different kind of home.
Do you guys already have BJ's home picked out?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Oh, he does. Okay.
Yeah. It's the cheapest one in the phone book.
Yeah. You know what the home is? It's basically the front lawn outside of a drugstore. Just throw me out there and in the parking lot. That's the home.
You have that really nice, spacious closet/office in your house.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Sarah will just lock you in there and slide some food under the door. Cheese slices.
That's perfectly just like what I was raising in. Yeah, they're going to get me back so bad for being a bad father. It's going to be a bad old age for me. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one right.
Which U.S. state's two-letter postal abbreviation is MD?
Maryland.
Yes.
Go Ted. MD.
That's right.
Go Ted.
Yeah.
Go Terps.
That's right. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's a question from a listener. My house is currently in foreclosure. I've stopped making payments. What can I do to save my house?
If you're already in foreclosure behind on your mortgage, you can stop the foreclosure by filing a bankruptcy. There's different types of bankruptcy. Chapter 13 can help you catch up on your house payments if you're behind. It would mean that you'd have to start making your house payments again and catch up on the amount that you're behind over 5 years. You could also take off or strip off your second mortgage, which would help you to reduce your housing payment every month, especially once you're done with the plan and done catching up on your first mortgage. We could also try to buy you some time by filing a Chapter 13 case. Filing a Chapter 13 would definitely stop your foreclosure.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.